Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Boston is getting a new police commissioner, sort of. In one of his first acts as mayor of Boston, Marty Walsh has named interim police commissioner William Evans to take over the post permanently.
Evans is a longtime veteran of the BPD who worked his way up the ranks over 31 years, from patrolman to police superintendent in chief to now commissioner.
Choosing the city's top cop is among the most important decisions a mayor can make, if not the most important. So what does this say about Marty Walsh as mayor? Joining us now to talk about this election is Tom Nolan. He's a former Boston police officer and now chairs the Department of Criminal Justice at SUNY Plattsburgh in New York. And Tom Nolan, thanks for coming in. Good to see you.
My pleasure.
So what's your initial reaction to the selection of Bill Evans as the next police commissioner?
I think it was a predictable decision. I think it was one that was expected within the ranks of the department itself. I think it's a safe decision. I think it's one that is going to prove to be without controversy. And I think if Mayor Walsh was interested in preserving the status quo, that's certainly what he's done here with this selection.
Well, you know, I was just thinking that in these early days, you know, you're sort of looking for a new mayor to make a big splashy statement about something. Clearly, this wasn't the decision. Good decision, understandable decision, but not the decision that's going to sort of make people go, wow. Right.
Yeah, it's certainly not a decision that's going to generate a lot of controversy. There's no big splash here. I think perhaps the mayor decided that that law enforcement was not the arena in which to make that that statement, that bold statement, and that splash.
Mm. What kind of police commissioner, what kind of leader is Bill Evans?
Well, I think he's recently made his mark, certainly in the aftermath of the Boston Marathon bombing. I think that that response that we saw that some would characterize as hyper-exaggerated, I think that now Commissioner Evans proved to be the voice of reason and restraint in the aftermath of that bombing and the police response. And I think just as importantly, if not more important, was his constant presence during the Occupy protests that saw Boston uncharacteristically seen as a national model for law enforcement response to Occupy-type protests. I think at the time, Superintendent Evans was setting the standard, and I don't know if it was his brainchild necessarily, but he was the standard bearer who was out on the street day after day dealing with the Occupy protesters and what we now see as the most efficient and appropriate way to deal with those kinds of protests.
Yeah, some of the things he did was he really reached out to them. He gave them his cell phone number and said, "Our motto is to kill them with kindness."
And I think he was extremely successful in doing that. And I think that got the attention of observers like me who comment on law enforcement issues and saw that this was a success for Boston and a success for Superintendent Evans.
I'm struck by two things with this choice. Evans, first of all, is an internal choice. And of course, he's white. Let me talk about the first point first. What's the argument in favor of an internal candidate as opposed to conducting a nationwide search for such an important position?
Well, an internal candidate is familiar with the subculture of the organization itself, and Evans has certainly come up over the decades and is extremely familiar with an intimate knowledge of the ongoing operations of the Boston Police Department and how it differs from other agencies. I think when a chief executive like Mayor Walsh is considering whether to go with an outside candidate, an assessment will be made as to whether or not we need a change agent here. Is there a mandate? And I think in Boston, we did not see that we necessarily needed a change agent. Unlike Walsh's counterpart in New York, newly elected Mayor de Blasio clearly had a mandate to change the chief executive position at the New York City Police Department, given its history, its recent history of issues with civil rights and civil liberties violations around stop and frisk policies.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about this, though. Former police commissioner Ed Davis was criticized, in particular by minority police officers, about doing too little to promote diversity in the BPD, particularly among senior officers. Now, this was a point that Marty Walsh picked up on during the mayoral campaign. Here's what he said last October.
We have 64 positions of leadership in the city of Boston and 4 people of color. That needs to change, and under a Walsh administration, that will change.
So did Walsh miss an opportunity here to select a minority officer to take the helm of the police department?
Well, the opportunity was certainly there, and whether or not it was a missed opportunity will be determined, I think, by Commissioner Evans's performance in his tenure on the job. I understand, and this hasn't been confirmed, that the superintendent-in-chief's position, which is the highest uniformed ranking officer, has been given to a superintendent of color.
Interesting. So I noticed today in the Boston Globe, Larry Ellison with the Massachusetts Association of Minority Law Enforcement Officers, who was actually very critical of former Commissioner Davis, told the Globe that he welcomes Evans as commissioner. So probably an indication there that folks think that Evans will push this agenda in the right direction.
I think there's certainly cautious optimism that he will move this forward in the right direction. But keep in mind, the police commissioner is somewhat hamstrung by civil service law and civil service rules as regards to who gets promoted. And I think Commissioner Davis, when he was in office, when he held the position, I think he did a commendable job in selecting candidates of color for his command staff.
Interesting. Well, you mentioned that there wasn't, you know, that this selection reflects the fact that there wasn't this mandate for change. But what are the big challenges ahead for now Commissioner Bill Evans?
Well, there are at least two challenges. One is making the transition from being an operational field commander in uniform on the street with the troops, with the officers directing their operations, to a political position that requires a great deal of tact and sensitivity. That's going to be a challenge for the new police commissioner. And also, in the aftermath of 9/11, we've seen over the last decade plus an increased level of the militarization of police and the deployment of military-grade equipment and weapons in our neighborhoods. And I think that there has been a call for an increase in that, certainly recently with a suggestion that we equip patrol officers with assault rifles in their cruisers. And I think Mayor Walsh made a prudent decision in his first days in disallowing that and overriding that. So I think Commissioner Evans will have a challenge in forging relationships of trust and communication and ongoing open dialogue with people who live in communities of color in the city. I think our homicide clearance rate is going to be a thorn in his side, at least initially. And the police commissioner, in reality, there's little that he individually can do to increase the level of solving homicide crimes. But he certainly will be challenged to get out into the communities and to forge bonds with people who live in the communities that have been affected by high rates of homicide, and to perhaps break barriers down that have been built up over the last several years.
Well, that's Tom Nolan. He's a former Boston police officer. He chairs the Department of Criminal Justice at SUNY Plattsburgh in New York. He was talking about the selection, the appointment of Bill Evans to be Boston's commissioner of police. Tom Nolan, thanks so much.
Anytime.
Stay with us. Coming up, how spending 3 hours staring at a painting could open your eyes in new ways. It's the power of patience. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.